We're going to take a break now from our look at international news to spend some time with rising stars in the world of American gospel music. America's newest gospel music queen was crowned over the weekend. Iana Crawley beat out thousands of other singers to take the top prize in BET's popular talent competition, Sunday Best, and she's already in the studio working on her debut CD. Iana Crawley joins us now from our studios at NPR West. Welcome. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Before we jump into the conversation, I just want to let our listeners hear one of the songs that you sang over the course of the competition. Hear your singing, Encourage Yourself by Donald Lawrence. Here it is. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, it sounded good. I was a little hoarse right there.
Now, as I understand it, the show was pre-recorded. The outcome of the final votes were added after the fact. So did you actually found out that you had won? Is
yes.
that right? Along
yes.
with the rest of America? Where were you and how did you feel when you heard?
I had a viewing party back at home, Washington, D.C. So we were all there, friends and family, and I was sitting in my chairs. Kirk Franklin was about to announce the winner, and I had my back turned because I was just like, I can't watch it. And then I heard my name, and the chair got from under me, and I fell out the chair. So I didn't hurt myself. It was just it was just exciting. I mean, I can't even explain it. I can't even put it into words.
How did you get the idea to sign up to be a contestant? Was this the program's been on the air for 2 years now? This is the second year already, very popular. So, was this something you'd set your sights on, or was it a whim, or how did you come to sign up?
Actually, no. It was there was an email circling around, and I had a lot of friends and family. They was like, you know, you should do this, you should do that, and I was like, well, I tried out for those things before, not Sunday Best per se, but tried out for American Idol. I was just like, I don't know if I want to do it. So when the time came, my friend came to pick me up. I overslept. He was like ringing my phone, come on, you gotta go. So I got up and I went, and here I am.
You had tried out for American Idol, or what? What happened
yes.
with that?
Yes, I did. I tried out. It was in Washington, D.C. also. I stood out there for long hours. Actually, it was a two-day process. I got up to sing with the judges, and they said, Iana, you have a beautiful voice, but you're not what we're looking for this year. So I said, okay. All
Ouch.
Right, I'll just keep trying.
Well, what do you think this will mean to you and your family? As I understand it, you have two young sons.
I have two boys, 14 and one. It means a lot to me because they know my struggle. They know where I've been at. They know how long I've been doing this. I've been doing this since I was 12 professionally. I'm singing. I've been all over Africa and back singing with a lot of national artists. And they just know that I really wanted a platform so whereas I can display my talent, and not only that, but just to send out a message, the gospel, to the world. So they know how long I've been doing it. So we're all just excited, and I'm just grateful that, you know, I'm here and that I'm able to show the world what it is that God has placed in me.
No rest for the weary. I understand you're already working on your new CD. Can you give us a hint? Give us a is it a secret?
I'm actually working with Busta Brown and Shivani, and we're working on the song The Promise. The song really just speaks volume, the promises of what God has promised us. You know, we're going to go through trials and tribulations, but, you know, that word still stands that he promises great things. And that's where I am today. He is, I can't, it's just overwhelming,
okay.
But in a good way.
All right.
In a good way, though.
Well, congratulations again. Iana Crawley is the winner of BET's Gospel Singing Competition Sunday Best. And she was kind enough to join us from our NPR West studios, and she's out there working on her new CD. We are going to look forward to that. Iana, congratulations again.
Thank you so much.